Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cami Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 10 for October 21st, 2007. Pumpkins, they're not just squash. We are in double digits. It's Munchcast. Hard to believe that a show about junk food could actually do 10 episodes, but it did, and it can, and it will. In fact, who knows, we might even get triple digits. Ladies and gentlemen, Leo Laporte here, Cami Blackstone over there.
Hello!
Hello! Now, a legislative aide.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. It's like, what was that movie where so-and-so, Mr. What's-His-Face goes to Washington? It's kind of like that.
Ms. Blackstone goes to Washington.
Ms. Blackstone goes to City Hall. And
do they admire you for your upfront, outspoken forthrightness?
I think they're all just amused that I'm even there. It's kind of like...
Seriously, I mean, do they know who you are? I mean, you're famous, right? So in San Francisco, you're well known. So do they go, oh, Cami, I used to listen to you.
Well, yeah. And in fact, when I was interviewing there, they said, well, you know, you might find City Hall and San Francisco politics a little boring after the glamour of radio.
The go-go lifestyle of a morning DJ.
I said, you know, I played the same Beach Boys record every single day for 13 years. I understand tedium.
I know boredom.
Okay, I'm fine with it. But it's great. And what's great about it is that it still allows me to munch.
That's good.
Because politicians munch a lot.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, they do. Mm. Because, you know, it's stressful. It's a high-stress, high-pressure environment. People need a lot of caffeine, a lot of sugar.
Really?
You know, to make it to legislate for a better world.
Interesting. Now, do they have is it come from snack machines or do they have like a sandwich lady or?
They got it all. They got snack machines, sandwich lady, and then of course all kinds of places to eat around. But so far, we have found that the state is it the state courthouse or the federal courthouse has the best cafeteria.
Oh.
So when in the San Francisco Civic Center area.
Go to the feds.
Yeah, go to the feds. Go right there to the basement. It's got great food. So, you know, as we are kind of here in the autumn of our year, 2007, I thought we should do a show about pumpkins. Now, I know pumpkins are a squash and they don't necessarily seem like junk food.
Yeah, they seem like health food.
Well,
they've
with
got
a little
seeds and everything.
But a know-how, you can junk up just about anything.
When the days dwindle down to a precious few, it's a pumpkin, not a lumpkin. I'm trying to make up for the lack of music on this.
I know.
Episode.
Well, I thought, you know, we could play music by the Smashing Pumpkins, although they don't really have any songs about the squash itself.
Isn't that funny that they're named the Smashing Pumpkins, but in fact have nothing to do with the
with
pumpkin.
Squash at all?
No.
I know.
Maybe they like pumpkins. Maybe they don't like pumpkins. They call themselves the Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, Smashing Pumpkins is a post-Halloween tradition.
It is?
Hello? You know, after you carve your jack-o'-lantern, you know, it only lasts a couple days before it starts to get furry and stinky inside.
The bad kids who come around and smash pumpkins.
Yeah, I know.
And now that my kids are teenagers, they're probably doing it. But when my kids were little, it broke my heart. They take their little pumpkins on and carve then we'd put it on the thing and some teenager come along and smash it the next day. I remember it happened once and I didn't have the heart to tell Abby. I just pretended it was still there.
Well, that's when you invent the fairy tale of the great pumpkin coming along on Halloween night and taking all the little pumpkins back to the great big pumpkin paradise in the sky.
Aha. That's a good idea. I should have thought of that.
Well, you can tell her that now. See what happens.
You remember pumpkin that disappeared, Abby? The great pumpkin took it. I just found out. It's just in. Flash.
Well, if it's been bothering her, you know, you never know. It might put her mind at ease.
You know, you really think about pumpkins. They're a very odd thing.
They are. They're very odd, but also so versatile.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because as former queen of the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival, actually
too,
3 years in a row.
Oh, yeah. 3 years in a row. Now, that's the one where they have the famous pumpkin weigh-in.
Yes, that's the one. And every year they get bigger and bigger. And this year, the pumpkin weighed 1,500 pounds.
Jeez Louise, that's the size of a truck.
But you know what kind of stinks is that all of the winners over the last several years, that I believe like 90% of them come from Oregon. They're sort of like pumpkin festival interlopers. Yeah, they just kind of.
Yeah, pumpkin carpetbaggers. That's bad.
Come to town, steal our prizes, and go back to where they came.
Go back to Oregon where you came from, land of giant pumpkins.
But I guess that a pumpkin needs that sort of cool air to really flourish.
Yeah, because they came from, you know, Half Moon Bay is cool because it's right on the coast. It's very near San Francisco, but it's very chilly and foggy, and I would have thought that would have been perfect pumpkin weather.
Some reason, the Oregon soil is what really makes them grow.
So how big, when you get 1,500 pounds, how big is that? Is that a Volkswagen? What is the size of that?
No, actually, pumpkins are very dense, and they are like 90% water,
like
so it's very heavy.
Yes.
But so they're not, it's not, when you think of a 1,500-pound pumpkin, you do think of a Volkswagen, but really it's more of like a, not even a Yugo. Like I would say,
maybe a Volga, maybe a Cinderella style carriage,
more of a meter maid. You know?
Oh, it's
of,
like a little
Cushman.
A Cushman, yeah. Studebaker Hawk size.
It's very, very, very petite. But you're right; it is like a Cinderella size. Like,
yeah,
I would say they're probably like 4.5 feet tall.
Whoa.
And probably like 4 feet wide. Well, they're not that big.
When you see a pumpkin though that big, then it gives credence to that whole Cinderella story.
Yeah, she could, you know,
she
back
could get in, there.
And medieval times when women were even shorter. You know,
and pumpkins were probably even bigger.
Yes, exactly. Now, pumpkins, though, you know, as queen of the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival, I got to do many things like ride in the parade, which was fun. But the best part, well, wasn't the best part for me, but one of the perks was you got to be the judge of the children's pumpkin pie eating contest.
Oh.
Now, I like the flavor of pumpkin pie,
but
like
you don't
the
eat a lot of it.
Of pumpkin pie is kind of gross.
No.
And when kids are shoving it in their faces and it's like squeezing between their, you know, toothy grins, it's just disgusting.
Ugh.
And after that, there was about 3 years where I couldn't even have pumpkin pie because I just thought of this one particular obese child that was just scooping the pumpkin stuff into his mouth, and it just grossed me out. So
there's
much.
A little irony there because I had to stop eating pumpkin pie after we had our kids, and I changed a few diapers. It kind of gave pumpkin pie a whole new meaning.
Well, you know,
so it goes both ways, you know.
As long as we're going that way, I will tell you that my friend Teal, who is a dog walker,
whenever she
takes dogs, she's always adds canned pumpkin to their food because it makes their stools firmer, so it's easier to pick up dog poop.
Really? Mm-hmm. So a little, like a tablespoon of
the pumpkin, the pumpkin pie filling stuff that you get in the can.
I'll be diggity danged.
I told you they're very versatile.
I'll be diggity danged. Now that's a useful tip. I'm going to try that.
Give it a try. Now, you know, there's lots of other things you can do with pumpkin. Well, first of all,
I hope so.
I totally love every year when pumpkin ice cream comes out. I love pumpkin ice cream. I love it more than pumpkin pie.
No, you know, I have to say something. And I please don't think of me as a heretic in the pumpkin field, so to speak, as it were. But sometimes I think that pumpkin itself has no flavor. It's pumpkin spice that has all the flavor. Pumpkin
is
just
right.
Pumpkin's just a carrying medium for pumpkin spice, which is because what do you think pumpkin tastes like? Nutmeg, right? Nutmeg, a little cinnamon.
Come from then? Where do they get the pumpkin spice from? Don't they get it from pumpkin?
No, it's nutmeg and cinnamon and stuff, and coriander or whatever. I don't know what it is.
Cumin, cardamom.
Cardamom.
It's cardamom.
I love cardamom. The greatest spice ever invented is cardamom.
Oh, they have a great cardamom ice cream, too.
Ooh, see? But it doesn't taste anything like pumpkin ice cream.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do a taste test because I don't think I've ever had it side by side.
Well, I don't think is anybody's ever tasted pumpkin without pumpkin spice.
Interesting.
Mm, so we don't really know what pumpkin by itself tastes like. But I'll warrant it probably tastes more like squash than pumpkin.
Well, you know, what about the pumpkin seed? The pumpkin seed has a nutty, gritty of the earth flavor.
It tastes mostly like salt.
Well, yeah, there's that. A little salt earth.
I don't. Again, you see, what? Here I am. I'm being the heretic, and I don't want to be a heretic.
You're kind of bumming me out, man.
I'm sorry. No, no.
Pumpkin. You're bringing me down.
Pumpkin tastes fantastic. So pumpkin ice cream
is delish. And then today, I actually went to Krispy Kreme, the beautiful, beautiful, glistening, bright, well-lit donut emporium.
Yes.
And I only go there really once a year because if I go a lot, it's a problem for me. But once a year, this time of year, they do have the pumpkin donuts.
Oh, now I bet those are good. Are they orange?
Well, they actually, this year they do have orange frosted donuts, but they usually have, and you know what, now that you've mentioned it, they are called pumpkin spice donuts.
Yeah,
Okay, let me give you the
recipe for pumpkin spice. I found it. Okay. 4 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 4 teaspoons ground ginger, that's what I didn't think of, a teaspoon of allspice. See, what kind of spice is allspice? It's like allspice.
It's like a little oregano, a little basil, a little cardamom.
It's like allspices. I don't know what allspice is. Is it a spice by itself or is it allspices?
I think you're going to have to wiki that one.
Okay. Okay. And then a teaspoon of nutmeg. So now we've got to drill down. You're right. What is allspice? I'm going to see if there's an allspice recipe.
And while you're looking up that, I will
tell
you.
That is a distinct flavor.
Allspice?
No, the ginger, nutmeg, allspice. And cinnamon, that's pumpkin flavor.
That is pumpkin.
I think.
No, I'm with you. Now that you've mentioned it. They're still a glorious squash, even if they're flavorless.
I am Googling what is allspice right now.
Man.
From thewisegeek.com, a spice is a leaf, seed, or other plant.
Okay, well, we know that. Hello.
Yeah. So what's allspice? Also called Jamaica pepper, allspice is the dried, unripe berry of the pimento plant.
I didn't even know pimentos really had flavor.
Pimentos don't have flavor. They're red. Their flavor
is the inside of a martini olive.
So, wow. Allspice was used by buccaneers to cure their meat. The popular liquid Benedictine contains allspice.
Okay, once again, the ADD show Munchcast takes a bizarre turn. We are no longer even talking about junk food.
Well, but I'm just curious because I do think that, what has anybody eaten a pumpkin without pumpkin spice?
Well, there's lots of things you can make with pumpkin.
Okay.
Like you can make pumpkin butter.
Oh, now see that, well, you wouldn't put allspice in pumpkin butter. So that must be... How do you make pumpkin butter?
Well, it's really, really good, but I will tell you, you take a can of pumpkin,
yeah.
Some apple juice, yep. Half a cup of packed brown sugar, and then 3/4 teaspoon of pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Wherever there is pumpkin, there is pumpkin spice.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it does help it along.
So is this butter like apple butter that you would spread on bread?
It's like apple butter, and it's so tasty because it makes whatever you have kind of taste like pumpkin pie, only not as like gooey as pumpkin
pie. And then afterwards, your poop's really easy to pick up.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm so sorry.
In my research, I found out that people make all kinds of things. I mean, of course, when at the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival, they always had a pumpkin recipe contest, and people would make pumpkin bread and pumpkin muffins. But I didn't know that you could even make pumpkin fudge, and that's supposed to be delicious. Or pumpkin pudding, and this is good if
pumpkin
you just don't
pudding
have
pudding would be good, because pumpkin basically is a pudding in a container.
Yeah, and this is, you know, kind of the thing where you probably have all the ingredients already in your pantry because you take 2 boxes of vanilla pudding, instant pudding, and you make it just like according to the directions, you know, the milk, and you stir, and then you slowly stir in a can of canned pumpkin.
Mm.
Now, you can add extra brown sugar and cinnamon, but you let it sit for 5 minutes, and it's ready to eat, and it tastes just like a pumpkin pie.
That sounds really good.
It's more pudding-alicious.
Which texture do you prefer, the pumpkin pie texture or the pudding texture?
You know, I like the pudding texture, actually. I don't know what it is about the pumpkin pie, unless I have like 8 scoops of vanilla ice cream on it.
It's a little grainy, mealy. Something.
It's baby food.
But pudding is creamy, delicious.
I know.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Is it?
Well, I guess it's got a lot of milk in it.
Yeah, they used to do those ads, the pudding ads. It's got 3 cups of milk in it, you know. This much milk in your pudding.
Now, have you ever had pumpkin soup? I've had pumpkin soup that was delicious, and at the restaurant where I had it, they actually served it in little hollowed out pumpkins.
Oh, how? Now, see, I'm thinking for Thanksgiving, this might be a really nice little treat, a pumpkin soup.
Oh, delish. Delish.
Why? People do sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving. Why don't they do pumpkins? They're both orange.
You know what? I think pumpkins, you will find them in the cornucopia. So,
They're spilling out of that horn of plenty. That's right.
That's right. They're, you know, a pilgrim and, you know, Native American sharing sort of thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So they go back to our roots as Americans.
Well, they were, you know, they in early colonial times.
Yes.
Pumpkins were used very much. In fact, Indians actually would flatten the strips of pumpkins, dry them, and make mats. And use the seeds for food and medicine. So they are a very useful vegetable.
My goodness, that's a lovely frock you're wearing, Tonto. Yes, made from pumpkin strips.
Well, it's just part of the whole using the entire animal.
Sure, and if you get lost in the woods, you can eat your coat.
That's right. That's right. Now, my son was telling me about how the first jack-o'-lantern was, how it was.
Oh, what's the history
called
of that?
Well, actually, it originated in Ireland, and the first one was actually a turnip and not a pumpkin.
Makes sense, because it's jack-o'-lantern.
Yes, exactly.
Jack-o'-lantern. And he
was, this guy, Jack, was the first guy to, like, he used it as a lantern, because he had to get from one place to another, and so they just called him Jack-o'-the-lantern, and then, there you go.
I'm Jack of the Turnip. See, it wouldn't really, you know, I don't even think you can make a good lantern out of a turnip, unless it was a really big turnip.
Or you'd have to use like a birthday cake candle, like something very narrow.
We need little. So a pumpkin makes so much. Now, did he carve a spooky face in it, or did that come later?
You know, I don't know. We'll have to do further research on that. That would be a good movie. How come like that's never on biography?
Well, when Disney did the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow, I do believe he had a pumpkin head. I could be wrong.
Right.
Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
I think so. He was in a way like the jack-o'-lantern. So wait a minute. Now, is this an Irish myth that they repeat this myth? And how does Lewis know about this?
No, Henry, my 7-year-old.
How does Henry know about this?
I don't know.
Did they talk about this in school?
Yes, I'm paying lots and lots and lots of cold hard cash so that my children can learn the originating
and
tales.
St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland.
He can't do his math facts, but he sure knows about squash.
I don't know which would be more useful in life. Frankly, we've gotten a whole half hour out of squash.
Well, good, because I had nothing else today.
That's pretty much it, huh?
I just think that it's a good time to celebrate pumpkins. I know that there are various pumpkin festivals all over this great country of ours, but there's so many different ways to enjoy them, from pumpkin soup and pumpkin bread to the Krispy Kreme pumpkin spice donut. And now it's going to be my mission in life to find out if pumpkin actually has a flavor without pumpkin spice.
I want to find a pumpkin song. And it's not from Smashing Pumpkins. Are you ready? Here's one. I found one. Wait a minute. I found three.
Really?
Yeah. Mr. Pumpkin, round and fat, harvest time is coming, yum, yum, yum. That is that.
Well, see, I think that's why there are no pumpkin songs.
Wait a minute. I'm not done. Oh. I'm a little pumpkin, orange and round. Here is my stem. There is the ground. When I get all cut up, don't you shout. Just open me up and scoop me. Now, that's mean.
That's horrible.
Make me a frock. Okay, here's another one. Have you ever seen a pumpkin? A pumpkin?
All
a
right.
You're going to stop me right there, huh?
You know, you want to order Leo's Pumpkin Hymns. Pumpkin Carols by Leo Laporte.
We're on sidewalks. We're on porches. Dressed in costumes to scare.
You know, I think the reason is there's really not much that rhymes with pumpkin. So it's hard to write a pumpkin carol.
Oh, you better not shriek. You better not groan. You better not howl. You better not bone. Great pumpkin is coming to town. I'm trying.
I know. You're doing a great job.
Pumpkins have such happy grins. Happy grins. Happy grins. Pumpkins. I'm sorry. This isn't going well. Trick or treating, trick or treating, boo, 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 boo. Nah, there's no pumpkins mentioned here.
No, no, no. I think it's time to smash the pumpkin.
Yes, that's it. Before it rots, and maybe it's rotted already, let's smash that pumpkin. Hey, we want everybody to have a happy Halloween.
Happy and safe Halloween.
Maybe we could do Halloween candy next week and help people choose what to offer, or maybe even talk about the variety. You know, by the way, Cammie was on Jumping Monkeys yesterday.
I thought I did all my candy with Megan on the Jumping Monkeys
show.
Well,
we could resurrect that. Not everybody listens to both. Megan told me a stunning thing.
What?
That her neighbors, well, you were there, gave away Coke for not cocaine, Coca-Cola, cans of Coke on Halloween.
And you know what? I'm pretty sure that her neighbor is a dentist and he was just trying to, you know, boost business.
Yep. So that we could talk about that, whatever you want. Anyway, next week, there's always more junk food. We never
always more junk food to be had.
Please give my regards to the mayor.
Oh, I will. All right. I will. And I'll maybe give him a pumpkin.
Mayor Newsom's kind of a foodie. He has a wine store.
Mm-hmm. And he's worked at many restaurants.
Yeah.
He takes lovely single women to restaurants all the time.
I don't think you should be talking about that. I think you violated your legislative aid oath. Do you want to hear?
I better not say another word.
You want to hear? I don't know what this is going to sound like. But there is a band called the Homicidal Pumpkin.
Oh.
And I could play a song from them if you would like.
I want to hear it.
Okay, the choice is, I don't know.
It better not.
I don't know if I ought to play this.
Do you want to preview it?
Here it comes. That is the worst thing I ever heard in my life. I'm sorry. I'm never going to play that again. That's worse than me singing.
I want to go back to the I'm a Little Pumpkin song. Let's sing it together.
Okay, ready? I'm a little pumpkin, orange and round. Here is my stem.
There is the ground.
When I get all cut up, don't you shout. Make me a frock and get the hell out.
Yay!
See you later. Bye-bye, everybody.